We live in a world that constantly pulls at the nervous system. Social media profits from attention. News cycles profit from fear. Algorithms reward outrage and overstimulation. Everything moves so quickly now, and I think many women feel this pressure to constantly consume and improve, optimize, heal, produce, and respond and perform without ever fully resting, without ever fully being. So I think part of healing right now is becoming more intentional about what your nervous system is absorbing daily. The conversations you consume, the content you consume, the people you surround yourself with, the pace you force yourself to maintain, because your nervous system is always listening. Hello, hello, magical friends, yomis. My name is Raquel, and welcome to Your Own Magic, a podcast for the creative and the curious soul. So, over the past couple episodes, we've been talking about the nervous system, how it shapes our reality, our relationships, our patterns, our ability to receive, and even the way we experience healing. But today, I want to go a little deeper into something that feels especially present for women right now. Because honestly, I think a lot of women are exhausted in ways that go far beyond physical tiredness and being emotionally exhausted or mentally overstimulated or constantly on, constantly processing or anticipating. And I don't think women are failing at life right now. I think many nervous systems are overwhelmed by the pace and the pressure and the emotional labor and constant stimulation of modern life, because women are often taught, both directly and indirectly, to monitor everything. Other people's emotions, other people's comfort, other people's reactions. Wild, right? Other people's needs. And over time, that creates a nervous system that rarely fully relaxes. So today, I want to talk about the feminine nervous system, hyper-independence, emotional monitoring, intuition, softness, and why so many women feel disconnected from themselves even while trying so hard to work on themselves. And because it's Mental Health Awareness Month, I really wanted to dedicate this episode to the nervous system and emotional well-being and healing and the quieter inner patterns that shape our lives. I think one of the biggest things that impacts the female nervous system is that so many women are conditioned to stay emotionally aware at all times, to read the room, right? To notice shifts in energy, or to monitor tone changes, or to anticipate discomfort before it happens. And while some of this can absolutely become intuition and emotional intelligence, it can also become hypervigilance, because many women unconsciously learn that safety comes from awareness. If I can sense what people are feeling, maybe I can avoid conflict. Or if I stay emotionally aware enough, maybe I can stay connected. If I keep everyone comfortable around me, maybe I'll be safe or feel safe too. And then this starts young, of course, for a lot of people. Women are often praised for being agreeable and accommodating, being emotionally available, being easy to be around. And eventually, many women become deeply disconnected from their own internal state because they're constantly tuned into everyone else's. And honestly, I think this is one reason so many women feel overstimulated right now, because emotionally monitoring your environment all the time is exhausting for the nervous system, especially when combined with social media and constant communication and comparison and just information overload and the pressure to always be improving yourself, right? It becomes very difficult to actually hear your own voice underneath all the noise. Friends, I need to tell you something that Jordan and I have been seriously talking about for the summer. We live in Utah, right? And Utah is a great place for outdoorsy people. And so we've been looking at doing an RV trip. You know, we're not planning on buying an RV and changing our entire lifestyle or anything, just renting one for the summer through Outdoorsy. So if you haven't heard of it, Outdoorsy is basically the most trusted RV rental marketplace in the US, which means you can rent an RV or camper without owning one. And what I didn't realize is how easy it actually is. You literally, step one, search for a rig near you, then two, book it with insurance and roadside assistance included, and then three, either drive it yourself, tow it, or have it delivered and fully set up for you. Like, you can just show up and it's ready. And for summer 2026, this is kind of genius. Between the huge international soccer tournament coming to North America, America's 250th anniversary celebrations, and the 100th anniversary of Route 66, hotels are going to be wild. An RV lets you stay close to the action, or honestly, just closer to nature, closer to the river and the trailhead and to the beach, closer to the quiet. As a dog mom, the idea of bringing the boys without worrying about pet fees or weird hotel rules, that sounds great for me. Sounds dreamy. So Outdoorsy has thousands of rigs nationwide, from cute camper vans to full family-sized motorhomes, and they include comprehensive insurance, 24/7 support, and roadside assistance, so it doesn't feel risky. It actually feels freeing. So if you want to turn the drive into the vacation this summer, go check it out and use promo code MAGIC to have all service fees removed from your 2026 booking. That's kind of major. I'll link everything in the show notes so you can explore. Maybe we'll see each other on the road. I also want to talk about hyper-independence because I think sometimes modern culture frames it as pure empowerment without acknowledging where it can come from emotionally. And let me say first, being capable is beautiful. Being independent is beautiful. Being able to support yourself is beautiful. This is not romanticizing dependence, okay? But sometimes hyper-independence develops because relying on others stops feeling emotionally safe. Sometimes it comes from feeling like, hey, you have to handle everything yourself. You can't fully relax around people. Asking for help just feels uncomfortable, or vulnerability feels risky. And this can create women who look incredibly strong on the outside while internally feeling deeply exhausted because the nervous system was never meant to stay in survival mode forever. And I think many women secretly crave softness and support and emotional safety and rest, but feel guilty for needing it or weak for wanting it, when really that longing often comes from the body wanting regulation and just wanting to finally exhale. That exhale we all so deserve. And honestly, I think one of the biggest casualties of nervous system overload is intuition. Because intuition usually speaks quietly and it's subtle and steady and grounded. But modern life is incredibly loud. Constant scrolling, constant opinions, constant input, constant advice about who to be, what to fix, how to heal, how to glow up, how to optimize yourself. And I think many women have become so disconnected from their own inner voice because they're consuming everyone else's constantly. And the nervous system can only process so much information before clarity starts getting distorted. Sometimes women think they've lost their intuition, when really they're just overstimulated, because intuition becomes easier to hear in moments of safety and slowness and stillness and embodiment, not endless consumption. And I think women often know things long before they logically understand them. And so the body picks up on things first, right? Energy shifts, misalignment. We pick up on actual truth. If someone's being honest, if safety, if someone's being dishonest, if someone's not safe, if there's a connection. But when the nervous system is overloaded, it becomes harder to distinguish intuition from anxiety or inner knowing from fear. And honestly, I think part of healing is learning how to return to your own internal voice again without needing the world to constantly confirm it for you. And I think this brings us to something that modern culture really misunderstands: softness. Because somewhere along the way, many women learned that being soft meant being weak or too emotional, too sensitive, too vulnerable. So instead, many women learned how to harden themselves to survive, to stay productive no matter how exhausted they are, to emotionally push through things or disconnect from their needs, to wear burnout almost like a badge of honor. And honestly, yeah, I understand why. The world often rewards women more for performance than presence, for productivity over embodiment. But I think a lot of women are reaching a point where their nervous systems simply cannot keep functioning in constant survival mode anymore, because true softness is not being passive. It's safety. It's being connected enough to yourself that you don't have to force everything all the time. And I actually think a regulated woman is incredibly powerful because she's no longer operating entirely from fear or urgency or emotional depletion. She can feel, she can pause, she can discern, and she can respond instead of constantly reacting. And honestly, that kind of grounded softness is far stronger than emotional numbness pretending to be strength. And I think one of the hardest parts about all this is that we live in a world that constantly pulls at the nervous system. Social media profits from attention. News cycles profit from fear. Algorithms reward outrage and overstimulation. Everything moves so quickly now, and I think many women feel this pressure to constantly consume and improve, optimize, heal, produce, and respond and perform without ever fully resting, without ever fully being. So I think part of healing right now is becoming more intentional about what your nervous system is absorbing daily. The conversations you consume, the content you consume, the people you surround yourself with, the pace you force yourself to maintain, because your nervous system is always listening. And sometimes healing looks very simple. It looks a little more quiet or more presence, more boundaries, more creativity, more time in nature, more moments where your body feels safe enough to unclench. And honestly, I don't think women need more pressure to become perfect versions of themselves. I think women need permission to reconnect with themselves again, their own rhythm, their own intuition, their own body, their own softness. So if you've been feeling emotionally overstimulated lately or exhausted in ways that you just can't fully explain, disconnected from yourself, or like your nervous system is constantly on, I hope this episode reminds you that you are not failing. Your body is responding to the environment it has been living inside of. And healing doesn't always begin with becoming someone new. Sometimes it begins with finally feeling safe enough to return to yourself. Anyway, if this resonated with you, I'd love to hear your thoughts. Feel free to connect with me on Instagram at Raquel Mantra. That's RAQUELLEMANTRA, or over on Substack. Though I have not been active, that's okay. Please reach out anyway, even if it takes me weeks. And it's not because I'm overloaded in the DMs. It's just because I really, really rarely look at Instagram. If I do, it's for 2 seconds. I like some things I see on my feed, and then I shut it off. Anyway, to round out this May Mental Health Awareness Month, another nervous system episode next Magic Monday, and a portal episode this Thursday. So I look forward to reconnecting with you then. And with all that being said, thank you for listening, and thank you for your magic.